thanks for joining us on the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing to work our way through the Gospel of John together over the summer. And today we're taking a look at John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. And here we find a pretty well-known story, the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And at this point in the Gospel of John, Jesus was starting to gain a lot of popularity in his ministry. It says that people were following him. They wanted to be around him because of the miracles, because of the signs that he was performing. And a large crowd had gathered on this day to hear Jesus teach and to see what he was going to do next. What would be the next miracle? And there were several thousand in attendance that day to hear and to see Jesus. And in John chapter 6, verse 5, it says this: "When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, one of his disciples, 'Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?' He asked this only to test him, for he had already had in his mind what he was going to do." And I just love that. He asked Philip this question just in order to test him. You see, Jesus doesn't ask questions because he needs answers. And asking questions was one of his primary ways of communicating. He doesn't need our help coming up with an answer or a solution to his questions. No, he asks questions in order to lead us to the answer, to stretch our faith and to help us to think outside of our narrow earthly perspective. And in verse 7, listen to how Philip responds to him. He says, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough food for each one to have a bite." And Philip clearly wasn't picking up on what Jesus was doing here, and he was taking Jesus's question quite literally. And from his perspective, this was an impossible situation to solve. There was no way that they could afford to feed all the people who had gathered that day to see Jesus. But then another one of Jesus's disciples, a guy named Andrew, proposed kind of this half-hearted solution. He said, "Look, I found this young boy. He's got 5 loaves of bread. He's got 2 fish. It's a little bit of food. But how is this possibly going to feed everybody? This isn't really going to make a difference in our problem." And in verse 10, Jesus said this. He said, "Have the people sit down." There's plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. There were more women and children. Jesus took the loaves. He gave thanks and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves of bread left over by those who had eaten. You know, what we see from this story, we see a number of things, but we see is that Jesus invites us into the process of the problem solving. He invites us into the process of the miracle. You see, he doesn't need our help solving problems or challenges. He doesn't need our ideas or our suggestions. He doesn't need our resources or our abilities. And he's not up in heaven, you know, scratching his head, trying to come up with a solution to the problem. You know, what am I going to do here? How am I going to figure this out? He's got it under control. He can handle it by himself. But God graciously chooses to use us. He invites us into the process and uses our gifts and our talents and our resources that he's blessed us with to make a difference. And we may feel like what we bring to the table is inadequate and unhelpful, that it's no better than, you know, 5 loaves of bread and just a couple of fish. But God has this way of taking our small contribution, our small effort, and he multiplies it. And he does more with it than we can possibly imagine. And all he's looking for is simply for us to be faithful with what he's given us, to be faithful with what he has entrusted us with. And as we're faithful, as we're obedient, as we trust, God takes our efforts, God takes our resources, as small as they may be, and he multiplies them to make a difference in his kingdom. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for us now, and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you just for the promises, for the truths that we learn from this story, from this miracle, that although you don't need us, You don't need our help. You don't need our resources. You don't need our talents. God, we thank you that you choose to use us, that you invite us into the process. And as we're obedient, as we're faithful, as we sacrifice, God, you take and you multiply what we give to make a difference for your kingdom. God, we're humbled that you choose to use us, that we get to be a part of what you're doing in this world. So, Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.